basketball Jones. I got a basketball Jones. Got a basketball Jones. Oh, baby. Ooh. Yes, I'm the victim of a basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball, and I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I even put that basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Tennessee Basketball. False alarm, false alarm.
Big Orange fans, you watched every minute, you showed your orange, but you're just getting started. Because it's time for the best post-game fan show in college basketball. It's time for the Smart Way Garza Law Firm Tennessee Basketball Overtime. The place where the Big Orange Universe from all around the world gathers to talk about tonight's game. Unfiltered, uncensored, and wholeheartedly unapologetic. Get on the line with us right now. 865-200-5402. That's 865-200-5402. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at Tony Basilio. Now, here's your host of the Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime, the man who's been keeping it real for Vol fans for almost a quarter century. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tony Basilio.
Basketball Jones, I got a basketball Jones, got a basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh. Yes, I'm the victim of a basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball. And I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I even put that basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. Someone I could pass to. Someone to hit the open man on to give him go. And not end up in the popcorn machine. So cheerleaders, help me out.
Tennessee with a really key win tonight, keeping their playoff hopes alive. As the Vols, I need you to call those people in that order. Give me a few minutes. Tennessee with a really huge win tonight. Tony Basilio reporting, Smart Way Garza Law Firm. Tennessee basketball overtime. The Vols win tonight in Knoxville, 91-74 over Mississippi State. Tonight's game was huge because what you don't want to do, if you want to miss the NIT, again, what you wanted to do was lose tonight. If you have designs on playing in the NIT at the end of the season, which I do with this team, you must win that game in your building tonight, which is what Tennessee did. I was really proud of the effort. They came out purposely And that was a really nice win for the basketball team. A lot of highlights. We'll get to it. Also, commentary as well coming up. We'll get as many folks in here as humanly possible. The great Tony Jones will be joining. Also joining tonight, Keith Hatfield, Mark Griffin, who's in town for the game. Very good win for the basketball team tonight. Very good win. We'll talk about it here. Tennessee was, their energy level was just better. It was just better than their opponent. All right, I'm going to go to the phones without further ado and welcome Mark Griffin in, the former Vol great himself, who played here, coached here, and has a heart for this place unlike any other. And then the great Keith Hatfield will be by here in a little bit. The great Tony Jones will be by as well. Griff, I welcome you in. How you doing this evening, my friend?
Great, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Wasn't that a super win? Wasn't that just kind of what the doctor ordered, man?
Great timing. A complete game, and it's interesting that Tennessee did not let them make a run, at least a sustained run, over the 40-minute period tonight, which was really pleasing to see that Tennessee seemed to be in control the entire game. I always look at the first 4 minutes of the second half and how the team's going to come out and play because, you know, teams are coached, you know, the first 4 minutes of the second half are the most important. And, you know, Tennessee was able to, you know, increase their lead from 3-10 and just never look back.
And Tennessee, the body language of their opponent was, get me out of here. I know you're a big believer in body language. I was looking at Mississippi State early in that game, and we'll talk about this with Tony Jones later on. But the body language of Mississippi State tonight was, wow, get me out of here from the very beginning. And Tennessee took advantage of that. And really, I mean, the game was 3 at halftime, but it could have been a lot more because Tennessee was dominating in some key areas. You know, the thing about this game, and we said it last Saturday night, and we'll say it again, when you shoot the three like that, you're going to win a lot of basketball games. And when you have a turnover number that Tennessee had 5 turnovers or 2.5 minutes left in that game. Now, they turned it over twice to make it 7. But Mark, when you turn the ball over 5 times in 35, 36, 37 minutes of basketball against quality competition, which Mississippi State's not a great team, they're quality. I mean, they're not a world beater by any stretch of the imagination. They have 12 wins on the year, and they had a much more navigatable early season schedule than Tennessee did. They didn't play anybody, basically, in their non-league schedule. And they lost to ETSU on their home floor. So you weren't playing a great team. But, Mark, tonight, when you come out and you turn the ball over only 5 times through 37 minutes, let's put it this way. Tennessee can do that with Kentucky this week. They'll be in good shape in that game. I mean, that game will be in reach.
Yeah, they'll have a shot, Tony. And what's key about the not having a lot of turnovers, because as you know and your listeners know, Coach Barnes, when he pulls a player, he pulls them from what? If they make turnovers. So what that means is players are more confident. They're not looking over their shoulder to think they're going to come out of the game. They can gain more confidence to get into the flow of the game by taking care of the ball. So it's just a great asset for this team to be able to do what they did tonight and not have to look over their shoulder knowing they're going to come out when they make a bad play.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the phones and get as many folks in here as humanly possible. 865-200-5402. Let's go inside the numbers with the great Mark Griffin, who's with us. Field goal percentage tonight, Tennessee 46%, Mississippi State 44%. As the Vols win 91-74, Tennessee 3-4 in the league. And the reason that's a big win for the Vols, you go to 2-5 on the league with Kentucky coming into your building and you're about to throw up a 2-6. And brother, you don't want to be there. And then you've got talented Kansas State coming in here, and all of a sudden you're on a slide. So tonight's game, Mark, to me, is very key. And maybe at some point we look at this game and say, hey, that was a really important game in Tennessee's league run, if there is to be one.
No, I agree, and especially when you look at seeding for the SEC tournament as well. It's going to come into play on matchups for the tournament and postseason play. What if it comes down to, let's say they don't make the NCAA tournament by winning the tournament, but they're looking at the NIT tournament. They may look at head-to-head versus Mississippi State because they're going to be in there as well for maybe some postseason play. I do like this young Mississippi State team. I think they're better than Ole Miss. I mean, you talk about their schedule. But
I agree.
I think they got more talent than Ole Miss, and look what happened when we played down in Oxford, which, you know, in the past now. But it's a huge game, Tony, and a huge confidence builder going into Tuesday night versus Kentucky. Have a great crowd on hand. I thought tonight's crowd was really into it, played a big role with the momentum of the game, and was really proud to see the Vol faithful attend this game.
I want to say a word, and then we'll go to the phones. Tonight's crowd is the reason why this place is so special and the reason why this place deserves a great, not good, not decent, not average, but a great basketball team. Because when you watch games from around the league, as I did today, sitting there under the weather as I've been, and you watch college basketball these days, and you watch so many of these games, and they're so sparsely attended anymore. And you look at Thompson Bowling tonight, which is a cavernous building to begin with, and the crowd, the lower bowl is full, which for the way this team has started this year, the way that game went against Mississippi the other night, which, Mark, was one of the more offensive things I've ever witnessed, isn't it incredible how great this fan base is here, that they would show up in those numbers on a Saturday night? I just thought that was, I thought that was really great, Mark.
Yeah, it was really pleasing to see the Vol faithful show up, and fans like effort. I mean, you know, if it's a W or a loss, if Tennessee were even to lose tonight, which there was, I didn't think any way they were going to, but fans would walk away knowing that the team played hard. I think they got their money's worth, and that's what the Vol fans want until, you know, the program gets better. So it's really nice to see the great crowd that was there tonight. And the ones that were there were definitely behind this team.
Let's go through some of the numbers here, and we'll talk about what we saw on a day in the Southeastern Conference where home teams did well. Home teams, it's been a kind day to home teams thus far, including a really weird, screwy game, the end of the A&M Georgia game, if you saw that. That was all-time strange. Tennessee 91-74 winner, as Tennessee, as I said, shoots 46% to State's 44%. Tennessee 31 of 67, so they attempt 8 more shots than their opponent does, who goes 26 for 59. The Vols 7 for 17, 41% from three-point land, and Mississippi State took a bunch of what I thought were quick shots, Mark, silly three-point shots, and they finished 5 out of 20 from three-point land.
Wow.
Which is way too many. That's just way too many. By the way, Tennessee gets to the foul line tonight 37 times, Mark, in that basketball game. That speaks to, first of all, you have somebody in the penalty early in the second half. But what it really speaks to is a tremendous level of effort. That's what it really speaks to, a tremendous level of effort, which is exactly what Tennessee, I thought, gave for the most part from pillar to post tonight. Mississippi State only gets to the line 28 times. Tennessee only turns the ball over 7 times, 5 of which they only had 5 turnovers in the first 37 minutes, 36 minutes, 36 and a half minutes. It was really well done from that end by the Vols. Mississippi State turns it over 11 times, which, Mark, that's a number you can win with on the road.
Sure.
Absolutely a number you can win with. Points off turnover. State had 10. The Vols had 8. How about this, Mark, this number? Rebounding. 49 to 35. The Vols out-rebound State. They out-rebound them defensively 30-26. Tennessee with 19 offensive rebounds.
Wow.
For the ball game tonight. That's how you win basketball games right there. That's how you win.
And Tony, before you go on, what was one of the biggest concerns for this Tennessee team going into the season? It was rebounding.
Mm-hmm.
And look what they're doing. I mean, a great job of boxing out for the most part, but going to the basket on the offensive end, like you said, getting 19 offensive rebounds against a very tall, athletic Mississippi State team. Yes, they're young, but they're still very athletic. So, like you said before, it came down to effort, and that's how Tennessee was able to get to the line. Great ball movement, great screens, going to the basket, not settling for a three-point shot with less than 5 seconds on the shot clock. They're really able to get their motion offense going early on in the offense.
Really well put. Tennessee tonight with a terrific effort. What an answer to what was falling off the table against Ole Miss earlier in the week. As we go through some of the statistics again, second chance points, Tennessee 14-11. Bench points, 28-24, Tennessee. Fast break points, 38 apiece. I'm sorry. Points in the paint, 38 apiece. Fast break points, 14-10. Blocks, Tennessee 5. State 4. Steals, 4 apiece. How about this number for sharing the basketball? 20 assists. 20 assists. 20 assists, 7 turnovers. 20 assists, 7 turnovers. You will win, the great Tony Jones, along with Mark Griffin tonight and Keith Hatfield to join momentarily. You will win a lot of basketball games, Coach, playing like that, Tony Jones.
Great win by the Vols. I mean, I heard you alluding to the fan base, and the fan base don't deserve an average team or a good team. They deserve a great team. And for the fans that was there, they were very enthusiastic. They were into the game. Not Ole Miss, but Mississippi State is not a bad basketball team. They have some talent on that team. Some of those guys I've seen play, for a number of years, but Tennessee just imposed the will.
Yes, they did.
On that basketball game, especially in the second half when Mississippi State came out and took that early lead.
Yep.
In the start of the second, half, I was impressed with Jordan, mm-hmm. Bowden. He knocked down shots.
Yep.
Major Schofield was just a beat, inside. I mean, I was at the game tonight.
Yeah.
Was three rows up and I seen the intensity and I seen the way that those guys competed. I was very impressed. And, this is a team that, you know, needed that type of victory coming off the type of loss we had against Ole Miss to be able to kind of catapult some momentum into this week's two important games against Kentucky and K-State.
Of course, Tony's talking about the great Admiral Schofield, who I thought had a great game tonight. There were several Vols in tonight's game that had terrific games. Griff, you played that off-guard position, and I think this kid from Carter is only going to get better and better. Now, he's not exactly a get-your-own-shot kind of guy, so he's going to need a point guard to set him up the way he was set up tonight. And, hey, you can win with kids like this. When you can shoot the ball like that, you can win games with him. What about Bone tonight and the way he was setting the table for Bowden and as a precursor for things to come?
Now, I mean, you nailed it. You can't have enough shooters. And what I like about Bone is, and I think they've really worked on this, and Coach Jones can attest to this, but used to they'd walk the ball up more to get into the offense. It seemed like tonight that they really tried to push the ball in their what we call early offense or fast break offense and Jordan Bone was able to blow by guys, and Jordan Bowden was able to just sit on the wing and wait. You know, he was just waiting on the ball, and it was in great position to get a shot off. and was able to knock down, you know, consecutive three-point shots that really turned that first 4 minutes around in the second half.
Tony, are you feeling the vibe of what Mark said in terms of it was by design? Because Tennessee looked like they played a little faster tonight at times.
Oh, no question. You know, when you're at the game and you can't see the coaches on TV like you can see them live, and you can just see Coach Barnes waving his hands, you know, and that's coach mantra and body language, like push it, push it, push it. And that's what they continue to do. You know, Kyle Alexander got some run outs. I mean,
he did.
And that's the reason, and like I was talking to Bino on Friday's show, you know, Kyle Alexander, we recruited a number of these guys. I mean, we didn't offer a number of the guys on Tennessee's team, but we did offer Kyle Alexander because we liked his upside. You see tonight, he really ran the floor and finished with a flair. And he showed the type of the player he could be maybe when he's a junior or a senior. But I was impressed with Jordan Bone. Jordan played really, really cerebral tonight. You know, he took what the defense gave him. He got to the rack on a couple of occasions and finished. But by more than anything, I was impressed with his ability to advance the ball up the floor, hit a wing, and then get an opportunity shot or make that next pass. He looked more like a point guard here tonight.
He really did, and that's really well put. I'm going to bring the third member of our All-Star panel in, the great Keith Hatfield now. Lots of voices, little bit of time, but we like it that way. Keith Hatfield, your thoughts on what we saw tonight, Tennessee over Mississippi State, 91-74, and what I think is really the most complete basketball game from start to finish this team's had this year. I think this is the high water mark, and I think it comes on the heels, Keith, of the low water mark, which was the other night. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that's the best game they've played this season. I mean, I think Mississippi State, I probably think Mississippi State's a little better than some other people do, but I think Mississippi State's a team that's going to play some sort of postseason basketball, and Tennessee completely undressed them tonight.
Sure did. What was the most surprising aspect of it as far as you're concerned?
Well, I'll be honest. I mean, he got some points, and I thought everybody's talking about Jordan Bowden's offense. I thought the job he did guarding Kendari Weatherspoon was the most impressive thing to me of the night.
Tony, Weatherspoon got really frustrated, and one thing Mississippi State does is they shoot it well from three-point land. They didn't tonight. They were extremely frustrated, and Tennessee extended on them, what Keith's talking about. Plus, they generally guard the three well, and it looked like their frustrations on offense transferred over to defense. Tone, your thoughts?
I agree. I mean, I'm a big fan of Kondari Weatherspoon. I recruited him when I was at Auburn. We offered him a scholarship. I loved him. I wanted him to be a part of the program that I was a part of, and it was good to see him out there on the floor because I chased him for a couple years. He's a really capable player and is going to be a really good SEC player. He's gotten bigger and stronger since, you know, his days in the AAU circuit. They have some talent out there. They have some athletes. Mississippi State got some athletes, and they've won some big games. Make no mistake about it, this is a big win by the Volunteers. This is a huge win, especially coming off that game against Ole Miss to beat a team that really came into the game really thinking that they could win. The Mississippi State Tigers thought they could win basketball games.
You know, Keith, the truth is Tennessee loses tonight's game, they're almost dead midseason, and you don't want to be there. But that's really, when you let that game get away the other night, that's what you were staring down the barrel of. I mean, Tennessee loses tonight, you're talking about a 2-5 start with Kentucky coming to your building. And then,
right,
on top of that, you're going to stack that goofy Big 12 SEC challenge that happens in the middle of at the end of January for some reason. Kansas State coming here after that. I mean, my gosh. And then you got to turn around and go down to Auburn and play, which is another one of these, you know, kind of wild card games. Tonight's game was huge to get for that reason.
Yeah. hold it.
You're like, what are you doing in your phone there? Something's happened with your phone. Go ahead.
No, I think if you lose tonight, you dig yourself a hole to the point that even though the schedule lightens up considerably in the second half of the season, it's not going to make any difference.
Yeah, tonight was a real answer for the Vols. I was extremely impressed with what we saw. Let's go ahead without further ado. We'll go to the phones. I'm going to give out my Moosehead Moose of the game tonight. My player of the game tonight is none other than give him some love. Let's give the man some love here, Griff. Let's give the man some love. How about sweet Lou Evans? 5 points. Finishes with 9 boards on the night, 3 assists. Griff, that was his best play of the year, Griff, in your opinion. Do you agree with me, Griff? Sweet Lou.
Oh, you call him, okay, I thought he was called Limited Lou, I didn't know. But
it's Sweet Lou to you, big boy, Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou.
Best game in a Tennessee uniform.
One thing you're going to get from Lou is you're going to get effort, and you're going to get fouls, and he's going to do his best to help the team. And there's a trade-off. I mean, you know, he is limited in certain areas, but he's got a big heart, and he's going to continue to get better. And I still think he's trying to get his feel into what his role is with this team. But he came in and I thought gave some valuable minutes. And he needs to knock down his free throw shots, though, but it didn't hurt the team overall. But he doesn't back down defensively, and I like that. I like a guy that plays hard on the defensive end. He didn't back down at all.
He's my Moosehead Moose, whatever. Tony, what am I trying to say? He's my Moosehead Moose. He's my Moosehead Moose of the game.
Hey. Make sure you keep taking the Tylenol so you can get your faculty.
Tony, I don't even know what day this is. It's been a long week. Let's, without further ado, go to our busy phones and get our first phone call in of the evening at 865-200-5402. All lines are currently jammed. No matter where you are tonight, listen to us on your Tony Basilio app. Thank you for being there. If you're with us tonight on Periscope, God bless you. And if you're following us tonight through the magic of fiber optics somewhere, hey, we're glad to have you on board. If you're listening to us on the live computer stream tonight, thank you for being there. If you're with us tonight on TuneIn Radio or any various and sundry places where you can find us, hey, praise God. Let's get our first call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, I appreciate it. How's it going?
Hey, welcome in, man.
Hey, what's up, BFL, Marky Boy Griffin.
Marky Boy Griffin, what's up?
What's happening?
Where you at, man? Are you in Union City tonight?
No, I'm in Knoxville. I came up for the game.
All right, Griff. All right, man. I appreciate you in San Antonio and Hatfield crashing on in to Thompson Bowling and getting that big W for us, man.
Well, what I saw that Coach Jones doesn't know, he didn't see me, but I saw him. He was shaking more hands than politician tonight going around at halftime. I know his hands are hurting because he was out saying hello to everybody.
Tony, you hunting votes, babe? What are you doing?
Hey, you know what? It was great to be back in PBA. I had a good quality conversation with Big Jim Haslam. That's the man. And Governor Lamar Alexander was there, and they must have kept me there for about 5 or 6 minutes talking to him about basketball and things of that nature. Obviously, Earl and Judy, and it's just a press of people. Just the people that I've got an affinity for, had great relationships with, and love the fan base. No greater fan base in the country.
Tony, I'll say this for you. You're a man that touches all people, all stripes. You're comfortable in any room. God's gifted you in that way. And I know for a fact that you looked right at the most powerful man in this state. You said, sir, I'd love your AD job if you think about it. Am I lying?
My goodness. You my kind.
Am I lying?
Tony B, if I would have talked to you beforehand, I would have alluded to those things. But no, it was just good to see all those people. I mean, I'm just walking around the lower bowl, and
and everybody just, hey, Tony, and, you know, come here, can I take a picture with you, can I do this?
Great days, man.
It was great being back, and I cherish the memories. It was great memories there, and I'm a VFL. I'm a Vol for life.
See that, TR?
That's nothing to change.
That's right, San Antonio. Set me straight, man. My bad, dude. My bad. You're a VFL too, brother. And though you didn't strap it on like Griffin, you strapped it on as your leadership on the sidelines, man, and your recruit on your busting your butt on the recruiting trail. So my bad, man. I appreciate you setting me straight on that. But this is a great, great win. We had enough things to work on going into Kentucky with that bitter taste out of our mouth. We can really work. We can really work and practice. I mean, maybe not so much tomorrow, but Monday and get that, not kick the door down and really, you know, like Bradley said, I watched the telecast, the color commentary from Arkansas, Pat Bradley, he took his hat off. This is a rivalry, Tennessee and Kentucky. We've made it a rivalry. I believe Barnes, I mean, he's already got a win under UK under his belt in year one. So why not get W number two in year two? That's what I'm talking about. I mean, Grant Williams fouls out in the first half with two fouls. We're getting beat in the first minute of the second half, but we just wore their butts out, man. After that, I mean, it was all like freaking Donkey Kong, and I want UK. I want Kentucky's rear end whenever that game is. I don't know when it is because I wasn't looking past this game.
We take them one at a time, TR. It is three nights from tonight, TR. It is a 9 o'clock tip-off, TR. It will be midnight madness when that game ends, TR. And we will be celebrating a Tennessee victory, TR. Can you feel me?
That's right, man. We need to win. We need to get some wins in a row.
Yes.
And Kentucky's number two. We need to reel off five, six, dare I say seven wins in a row.
Absolutely.
Because we're not going to the NIT. NCAA, baby. Go Bighorn.
You got to do woo. He does woo like Ric Flair. The intensity TR just showed in that phone call, gentlemen, your thoughts?
Well, let's hope that Tennessee's not as emotional when they come out Tuesday night and have the confidence to play within their ability. And
yes.
That's emotional. That's going to be, I think, a big key is to play within their emotion and not look at what's on the opposing team's uniform, but play to Tennessee's strengths, do their scouting that they need to do, but just play to their strengths. We have a big crowd. It's going to be a high-intensity game and play for 40 minutes like they did tonight. I think that tonight's game just gives them a lot of confidence going into Tuesday.
865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. College basketball is crazy. Now, look, I watched some of Kentucky-South Carolina tonight. We've seen Kentucky all year. Kentucky's obviously the class of this league. There's no question about it. Still, 9 o'clock start. Crazy things happen in this series. And Keith Hatfield, I hate them about as much as you do.
Well, and you got to look at it this way. They come off a game tonight at home against the second-best team in the SEC. And they've got a game next – and the game after us kind of might mean a little bit to them next Saturday
I would say. The Kansas game, maybe. You talk about
a
sandwich.
They might be a little juice for that one. So they might – you know, they might look past a team that's only got 10 wins.
And you know what? Hey – the thing about this series is it's been a series, and I love that we're back to playing them twice a year. That's the way it ought to be. That thing.
Well, it's the only real rivalry in this league, Tony.
Thank you. I don't understand the league's decision to go away from that a couple of years ago. It was disturbing, to be quite honest with you, for a league, Mark, that has so little going for it in basketball. To pull one of those historical games and think that's a good idea? I mean, what the hell was that, Griff?
Yeah, some numb nuts that don't know anything about tradition, that's for sure. That's in charge. That's the way I see it. But you're right. You got to have these rivals, the Tennessee-Kentucky rival, the mainstay in this conference. It always will be. I mean, and way past my time, it will always be a rival. And I know it means extra special for me and a lot of former Vols that wore the uniform will be looking forward to this game and be tuned in at this late hour.
Tennessee wins tonight. Final score, 91-74. My number is 865-200-5402. Should you choose to get on with us, all lines are currently jammed. We'll go ahead and jump back to our phones. Before I do, Tony Jones, can you imagine, you haven't been a part of this as long as you were, that decision at one point was Tennessee and Kentucky are only going to play once a year?
That's crazy. You know, I agree. I don't know if it was Griff or Keith that said, you know, it's the best rivalry in the SEC. I mean, historically, it is the best rivalry. I mean, Tennessee has had great teams. I mean, obviously, you know, when we were there for 6 years and making the NCAA tournament all 6 years and, you know, getting to the Elite Eight, and Sweet 16 and SEC East titles, you know, it was all about Kentucky and Tennessee. And back when Bernard played and things of that nature, Jerry Green had some good games in Kentucky.
Better believe it.
So that's what it's all about. I'm glad it's been rectified. And it's a 9 o'clock game. I wish it was on Wednesday instead of Tuesday.
Interesting.
You know, we could savor a little bit and get a little bit more practice time, but you know we got to practice tomorrow on Sunday, which is difficult. Which as coaches we didn't like. We just like to have the players have that Sunday off, and us as coaches prepare and get ready on Monday for a Wednesday game. But you know it's on Tuesday. The schedule makers made the game, and you have to play the game when they schedule. The fans got to come out. I'm calling.
Fill the house. Let's fill the house Tuesday night.
Yeah, we got to fill the house on Tuesday night, and make Big Blue feel uncomfortable. You know they're gonna have a number of people there. You know they people gonna try and purchase tickets from Tennessee season ticket holders and things of that nature to try and make it a 50-50 split. But
yeah,
it can't happen.
I want to look.
Can't happen, Big Orange fan. Let's fill that arena and let's get a victory over John Calipari's basketball team.
We have a certain breed of cat in this town. We call them Volcats. And what they like to do is they like to cheer for Tennessee football, and then they like to cheer for their Kentucky basketball team. And then in the NBA, they like to see who looks like they're about to win the championship and go buy one of those jerseys. I'm going to say a word, and I want to talk to Zach Lawson tonight, who was there with his fiance, sitting next to Matt and Veronica Nelson. Veronica, my on-and-off girlfriend of the last 10 years. Matt didn't know that. Zach, beautiful fiance you're with tonight. If I don't see you sitting in those seats on Wednesday night, brother.
Tuesday.
I'm sorry. What night is it?
Tuesday.
You and me are going to do some business there, big boy. We're going to do some business. All right? Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. Tennessee and Kentucky is a mighty special thing. Hatfield, I want you to make sure that Zach Lawson's down there in his seats.
I will do what I can, Tony. But, well, I mean, we're talking about why they started rotating where essentially nobody played Kentucky twice. Well, it's simple. Kentucky's the only draw in this league,
yeah.
So I'm sure everybody else in the league whined and cried about not getting to play them at home regularly.
Right. Why don't we make them play 24 league games? Let's go back to our schedule, but of course that would kill their RPI. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome, Smartway Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. The Volunteers tonight with the big win, 91-74 over Mississippi State. Hello and welcome in.
Tony, John Sweet, how you doing?
Hey, buddy, welcome in.
Sure. Probably, at least out of the games that I've seen, this is the best one I've seen him play. at least to me. I thought Lamonte Turner had probably his best game. How many did Bone finish with? Like seven, maybe?
Bone's line tonight. 8 points, 3 of 9 from the field. 0 of 2 from three-point land. Got to the line 4 times, made 2 of them. 6 rebounds, 4 assists. And Tony Jones, he only turns the ball over twice in 24 minutes, TJ.
Plus two. There we go.
That's a good number, plus two.
He played a point guard's game tonight. He played really well. I had an opportunity to talk to his brother, Josh, who I coached for 3 years. And he asked me, he said, "Coach, what you think about Lil Bruh?" I say, "Hey, I like the way he play. He's better than you. let's don't get that twisted. But seriously, I really like the way Jordan played tonight. He played what needs to be done because the team really was on all cylinders as far as the complimentary players, like Bowden. I mean, he knocked down shots. Major
yep.
Schofield.
Yep.
Less than Sweet Lou Evans, played a great game. Kyle Alexander got out on the break. I don't know if it was the caller. The caller mentioned Lamonte Turner played a really good game.
He
knocked down shots. I mean, he was impressive tonight. I'm going to tell you, Lamonte Turner was impressive tonight.
And, he had a couple real nice passes. I'm sorry to interrupt, Tony. I apologize.
No, that's what we're here for. Go for it. We love the passion, man. Go, you and Tony Jones, go for it.
Turner had a couple real nice passes. Schofield had a good game. Williams had a pretty good game. For me, it was their best game all around. Just good to see from the guys. I think they needed it. They beat Kentucky last year when they probably had no business beating them. So what's the difference between beating them again this year?
The thing about it is, you got to win your home games in the SEC, and we hadn't won a SEC game this year. And to beat Mississippi State, which is it's a middle of the road team, but it gives you that confidence. It gives you that confidence going into that Kentucky game. Be like, hey, let's pull this thing off. Let's pull it off. Let's pull one of these special victories off that, previous staff has done.
You damn straight.
The one they expected.
We need to do it. We need to win this game Tuesday night.
You don't know why you can't. Had another one of those unique, and not to spin anything negative in here, had another one of those unique Tommy Bowl experiences where we were standing up in a free throw to let somebody get to the seats and got yelled at and accosted for standing up. It's just somebody behind us just giving us business for standing up to let somebody sit down. It's just one of them days.
Hey, two people are going to get yelled at in Thompson Bowling. The officials on the floor, because it's a wrestling crowd, and I love that. I always have. And then if you fire a T-shirt at those rich people down below, they jump around for those T-shirts like there's damn $1 million in them. I've never seen anything like it.
Man.
Thank you, Tweety.
Yeah, boys, do good. Y'all have a good show. Thank you.
Keith, are you feeling the energy right now? Are you digging this?
Well, yeah. I think that's what you get. That's what you get. Now, granted, and I mean, I sound like a broken record, but young teams, the road's never going to be good to young teams. I'm not going to be a bit surprised if a couple of weeks in Starkville we don't see this game completely reversed.
I 100% agree with that. In fact,
I think young teams.
I had that thing down as a split, kind of start the year anyway. And let's look at what happened in the SEC because we're